cookie story. We were stationed at Redwood Forest in a grove of red pine, redwoods that were averaged about 13 feet in diameter. It was absolutely gorgeous. And we had about 45 guys in two barracks, and it was quite a mix. There were men who had metal discharges from the armed services. There were gang fighters from L.A. There were old winos from the San Joaquin Valley.
And what was your qualification?
My qualification was that I could walk a straight line and pull out a current from the. We were doing blister rust control. We would lay out.
So you were sent as punishment for your gun smuggling?
No. And one of the things that would happen is that a college football player would get a box of cookies from his girl, and he'd pass it around the barracks. And when it came back, it would be totally empty, and he'd be almost in tears. Well, when I got a box of cookies from Ruth, I would pound them on my knee until they were turned to powder, and then I would pass them around, and I'd at least have some crumbs to eat when they came back. Well, one of the guys, we carried lunch sacks, which we had sandwich meat and carrots and things in, oranges, flour sacks for our lunch while we were doing the blister rust control. And one evening when I went in, got into my bed, there were cracker crumbs in it. And I was pretty sure who did it. So that next night, when nobody else was in the cabin, I crunched up a whole bunch of cracker crumbs, put them in my flour sack, and tacked them into it was 2x4s with the heads of the bed set back against the wall, and tacked the bottom up, and then took one nail and stuck it through the top so it was folded up on itself, and then tied a string to that and ran it back over the rafters to my bed. And when this guy was in bed, I pulled the string in the dark, and the bag opened and poured cracker crumbs all over his face, and I retrieved the nail quietly, and he got out. He jumped out of bed and started beating on the guy who was sleeping next to him, who he assumed had thrown the cracker crumbs at him. They never figured that one out.
Well,
I enjoy strings, yes.